Many resources are available now to help entrepreneurs with starting or growing a business. I spoke with Martin Short and Annika Horn about a program to assist businesses in the Shenandoah Valley, including Bath and Highland counties. Martin Short is the lead economic development specialist and public information officer for the U.S. Small Business Administration's Virginia District Office. Annika Horn is the Director of Ecosystem Development and Storytelling at the Shenandoah Community Capital Fund.
I'm happy to present to you Annika Horn with the Shenandoah Community Capital Group that's in Stanton, Virginia, and they are our community navigator, facilitator. The Community Navigator Pilot Program was created under this administration, and it's designed to take a deeper dive into reaching those micro businesses or businesses that are trying to start or growing and who may not have access to some of the programs that we offer.
As Martin mentioned, this is a program funded by the U.S. Small Business Administration. The Community Navigator Program is a two-year pilot program that started in December 2021. So we are now at the halfway point of this pilot. I think it's really impressive. There are over 50 of these pilot programs in the U.S., but we are in fact the only one here in the state of Virginia. And the way we operate is through what is called a hub and spoke model. But basically, it means that there is a central hub, in this case, the Shenandoah Community Capital Fund, that is supporting different partner organizations in different communities throughout the Shenandoah Valley. And we call those our spokes. And we are supporting them in order for them to do their work more effectively. Whatever the SBA is doing, we are sort of an extension of the SBA by trying to provide more services to under-resourced entrepreneurs in those communities that are a little bit harder to reach.
I'm excited about the great things that they're doing, especially with what their spokes are doing. And this is a great opportunity. Part of our job is to make sure that we provide as much awareness about programs that we offer. This is an asset to us to extend our reach and to reach communities that may have not had the opportunity to access small business programs and services.
Just to give you a sense for sort of the magnitude and the work that we've been able to do in the first year, this consortium of a total of six support organizations has been able to support 184 entrepreneurs, individual entrepreneurs in the Shenandoah Valley through one-on-one support over the first year. We were also able to disperse close to $290,000 in funding. What this means to us over the next year is that we hope to help disperse more than $500,000 to under-resourced entrepreneurs here in the Valley. So as we are looking towards the second year of this goal, the overarching goal with this program is to give underrepresented entrepreneurs access to the knowledge, the resources, the capital, and the connections to start and grow their businesses here in the Shenandoah Valley.
For more information, visit the Small Business Administration website at sba.gov/local-assistance. The Shenandoah Community Capital Fund website is sccfva.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.